Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, today we're going to talk about our growth and our completeness. Let's get started. I faced this conundrum. Many verses in the Bible tell me that as a believer, I'm perfect, complete in Christ. For example, Colossians 2, 8, 9 says, "For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power." But at the same time, it tells me that there's a continuing need for growth. For instance, out of Ephesians chapter 4, 13 through 16, it says that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. So how does that work? Well, I'm complete, perfect in Jesus, and yet he's looking for me to grow. Then someone said to me that a seed is perfect. And I recalled the parable of Christ in which he said, Matthew 13, 38, "The field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one." Okay, these are perfect sons of the kingdom. They're in Christ, in other words. Good seeds which are designed to be planted, to die, and to grow. Yes, the seed is complete. It's perfect. It needs nothing added to its design. But its purpose is as yet incomplete. It needs to grow. And to grow, it needs to be buried. It needs to die. It needs to be watered. Yet wonder of wonders, what it grows into is not just another seed, but a seed maker, like Jesus. Jesus, who died, was buried, and when he rose again, he became the seed maker, the life giver. See 1 Corinthians 15, 45. "And through salvation we are, by faith or trust, in union with him and he with us." Anyway, as a seed, the son of the kingdom, I'm complete. But God wants me to increase, to grow in my relationship with him. That's what I'm designed for. That's my purpose. To mature in this need, I need to learn to submit to his Holy Spirit, to appreciate and thus worship him in an ever-growing way. My salvation in Christ has made me complete in being, but by design, I'm going to grow. In fact, Ephesians 4 also says, "Till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." The seed is perfect in its design, but it is designed to be more than a seed. Such are we in Christ. I can rest in the understanding that I am complete because of Jesus in me, and I can rest in the whole growth issue because it's in God's hands. It's his work. It's his Spirit who will water me, weed me, draw me closer and work in me a greater yielding to him. In this way I will grow. I'll come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, who is totally in union, in submission to the Father. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust Him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of His grace today.